For WMUK News, I'm Rebecca Thiel. It's that time of year where Kalamazoo County playwrights come together to do staged readings of new work. The 8th annual Theater Kalamazoo New Play Festival will take place next weekend. This year, we'll feature the first play in the festival made specifically for children. Western Michigan University student and playwright Darcy Sturges wrote an adaptation of the classic children's book, The Velveteen Rabbit.
So I don't have kids. I have a couple nieces and nephews, and I see how a lot of kids are being raised in and consuming really, really safe things that are really easy, teach some good lessons of sharing and the alphabet. But kids also have to deal with the really hard things that are going on in the world. And I do think that The Velveteen Rabbit is a beautiful metaphor of how to deal with loss, how perhaps it's even, you know, death.
My son has heard me, who's nine, has heard me talk about the festival a number of times, and he's kind of wondered why he hasn't been able to go.
That's Western playwriting professor Steve Pfeffer, one of the organizers of the event. He says there's a lot to look forward to at this year's festival. For one thing, many of the plays are a little longer, which Pfeffer says has led to a lot more variation in how the plays are structured. Take Homemakers 1967, for example, written by WMUK's own retired general manager, Gordon Bolar.
It's a series of four monologues of women from 1967 talking about their role in society and in the community, or men talking about these women.
Pfeffer says the play Spells for Gay Black Sons, Signed by the Heart, by Kalamazoo College's Robert Davis, also tells a story in a nonlinear way. The play takes place in a sort of surreal dead garden.
It may or may not explore four African-American gay males who are struggling with their identity, their sexuality. It's written in just this vigorous, lovely, heightened, poetic language.
Pfeffer says one of the plays in this year's fest has already won acclaim. Tucker Rafferty's one-act piece, Just Suppose, was a finalist in the National Playwriting Program of the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival. It's about a couple that meets on a dating site that decides to play a game where they envision what their future would be like together.
And what begins as almost idyllic suddenly turns kind of really dark when there's, you know, have to kind of confront where the relationship actually heads.
Pfeffer says themes tend to emerge in every new play fest. He says 2018's would have to be family and spirituality. Plays like The Alleyway by Emma Franzl, about a man who uses his son's bar mitzvah as a way to reconnect with his estranged brother. Or Sacrament by Dan Lafferty, where a man struggles with his faith after returning to his Catholic family. Or Bloody Waters by Kendra Flannoy. Pfeffer says that one is about a family who loses a son to drug addiction.
And the elderly father of the family is visited in his sleep by a female African-American, Jesus, who says to him that a flood is coming because of the destruction that has been done to the environment and to the community.
Darcy Sturges says she thinks these themes of family and religion come out of our desire for community.
You know, a lot of young people, I know I did, as I grew up, I withdrew from my parents' religion, and I have this nostalgia for the idea of going back to how secure it was. And while my beliefs are very different now, there's still that kind of longing for a community that is so supportive and caring.
Here's Pfeffer.
And as people become more, you know, absorbed with technology and actual community spaces become rarer and rarer, theater does provide this opportunity where we're audience members, actors, artists, directors. We're all going to be together in this space sharing these kind of spiritual catharsis that are going on. And, you know, I think it makes theater feel very relevant and important.
The Theater Kalamazoo New Play Festival takes place next Friday and Saturday, February 9th and 10th. You can find a link to the schedule as well as an interview with Pfeffer and Sturges on our website. For WMUK News, I'm Rebecca Thiel.